Visiting today with Dr. Temple Grandin, one of our favorite guests here on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, because she loves talking about skilled trade. And we had a recent ag mechanics show at the Oklahoma Youth Expo this year with over 150 entrants of just ag mechanics. These are kids building trailers, kids building pens, kids building welding equipment, all kinds of good stuff. So talk to us a little bit about why you find that so important.
I think it's very important. I've been involved with the cattle industry for 50 years and working out with the big meatpacking plants. I'm now a professor of animal science at Colorado State and designed like the front end of all the Cargill beef plants, the yards, the chutes, and the center track restrainer system. You can look that up on Beef Plant Video Tour. And in the 80s and the early 90s, I was living out on construction sites with the crews. And the thing that's happened is the people that I worked with on some of this machinery, they're retiring now. And one of the big problems is these shops are not getting replaced. And I think it's very serious. And I had a gigantic wake-up call in 2019, shortly before COVID. I visited a poultry processing plant and a pork processing plant. Actually two pork and one poultry, state-of-the-art, brand-new factories. And all the equipment was imported from Holland. And I think this gets back to us taking out skilled trades. Beef, we still know how to build. I just went into the brand new Grand Island plant, talked to some of the shop people there. In fact, I was hugging a construction worker up there. He was like, older. And we discussed the problem with them not getting replaced. But the beef, what saved that is the same shop that built a lot of that equipment also does oil field.
Okay.
And so you had people coming there doing welding. And so I didn't realize how serious this problem was because beef's mainly been the thing I work on. We still know how to build beef.
Sure.
But on pork and poultry, I was just shocked. And I was going around there looking at nameplates. And then I started investigating other things that have nothing to do with the meat industry. And I got more and more shocked. I went out to the Steve Jobs Theater, structural glass walls, no columns, carbon fiber roof. The structural glass walls are from Italy and Germany. Mm-hmm. Carbon fiber roof was from Dubai. Then I started researching more stuff. And I found out that the state-of-the-art electronic chip making machine is made in Holland. The very biggest state-of-the-art for the tiniest little chips. And it was based on a U.S. technology. But that goes back to skilled trades because I went on the website and here's a repairman there with little pliers and stuff fixing the machine. There's lots of skilled trade stuff.
Sure.
The fabric for the Mars lander parachute is from the United Kingdom, woven on high-tech European looms. I managed to get into a webpage to see the factory, and I managed to get some nameplates off of some machines. So I think we're getting into a very serious issue here with skill loss. And I've got a new book coming out on visual thinking. Because a lot of the people I worked with at these shops, they're the kid that can't do algebra, has a lot of problems with higher math, but can build just anything.
Yeah.
I worked with those people. Then you have your mathematical minds, your more typical engineers. And what I found in working out on these construction projects is that I call it the clever engineering department. My kind of mind builds all the clever mechanical devices. Mm-hmm. And the degreed engineer will do power, water, boilers and refrigeration. And we're doing that kind of engineering, but we're losing what I call the clever engineering department. And I'm going to be discussing this issue. And I think we've got some very serious issues here. And what's happening to the people that ought to be the new clever engineers, they're playing video games in the basement because they never got a chance to take welding.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You're a visual thinker, but how do we encourage our young kids, especially those ag kids that are going through FFA, starting young in 4-H, to really kind of hone in on being, because there's so many people that put all the emphasis on test taking, but that's not where it's at.
No, it's not. Now, fortunately, one of the older guys I'm working with is, he's working, helping out a younger guy that learned welding in the oil patch. But the other thing, you have a guy that might be just building corrals and some trailers and stuff like that, but to get them into the factories, this is where you need a contact. Because what happens with these shops, and I've seen this happen over, they build some little thing and the factory likes it. Same thing with the car industry. Factory likes it and then build more stuff. But somebody has to be that first connection to take the guy who might be just building fencing now and start up the ladder to something a bit more complex than that. But I've watched small shops grow because I've been in the industry so long, and they're retiring out now. And I have to say the two pork plants and the poultry plant, I was just shocked by the time I got through the poultry plant. I was about screaming as I went around looking at nameplates on machinery.
Well, I know you visited Oklahoma at a Votech school not too long ago.
Yes, so tell us
some of the things that you saw there that you were excited about.
Well, I think it's really good that we're getting kids interested in these things. I also went back and looked at the corrals I had designed years ago for Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge. All the gates were still good. That made me happy.
Absolutely.
That's over 35 years old. So that made me real happy. There's a tendency to think, well, if you don't go to college, you're not smart. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that motivated me when I did the dipping vat projects that are shown in the HBO movie is I wanted to prove to people it's not stupid.
Yeah.
That I really wanted to prove that. And the way I sold the jobs was I showed off my drawings. Mm-hmm. I showed my drawings off. And you have to show the drawings to the right people, not the HR department.
Sure.
You got to show the drawings to the engineering department. I worked with one guy. He took a one semester community college class in drafting. This is back in the late 80s, early 90s. Showed up, I think, a homework assignment for a water valve to an engineer, and then was laying out beef planks. Mm-hmm. But he showed it to an engineer. He didn't show it to HR. You see, that's an example of showing off work. And a good 20% of the people I worked with, either autistic, dyslexic, or ADHD. And owning, you know, small shops, big shops,